Hello, I am Joshua P. Warren, and this is Joshua P. Warren Daily. Well, now that we are officially in the new year, 2018, I hope that it's gotten off to a good start for you. It has for me, and you know, it's funny, whenever I start a new year, I always think back on my life up to this point, and the things that I have accomplished, and the things that I have not accomplished. And I re-examine everything, and I think about what I want to do in this new year. What's on the bucket list that I want to check off, that sort of thing. And this year, I went way back to my childhood. And I started thinking about the things that I dreamed of attaining. And I'm talking tangible things when I was a kid. Like, what were my fantasies? And I'm not talking about flying like Superman or, you know, having some kind of invisibility cloak. I mean, something real. Like if some billionaire uncle showed up and said, whatever you want, kid, just tell me, I'll get it for you if it can be gotten, you know. And that's actually pretty easy for me. I was talking to Lauren about it the other day. I'm just going to tell you, this is going to sound wacky. The first thing that I would have said when I was a kid was, I want a gyrocopter or an auto gyro, which is basically a flying go-kart. And so I think that's understandable why that I would want a flying go-kart. The other one was, I want an ape of some sort to hang out with. Like an orangutan, a chimpanzee, something like that. And I have achieved neither of those things in my life. And the funny thing is, at this point, I don't want either of those things. I figure if I had an auto gyro, at some point, the pilot's going to fuck up. And that would be me. And then, secondly, an ape might tear the owner's face off or pull his arm off or something like that one day. And once again, that would be me. So I think it's probably a good thing that I never was able to attain those things. And I'm relieved that I no longer want them. But it is interesting to think about tangible things that are, again, almost like unattainable fantasy items. And people fantasize over all kinds of things. They fantasize over other people. They fantasize over over cars and boats and mansions and jewelry and, you know, you name it. But when it comes to animal possession in particular, I got to be honest with you. I've always had a problem with animal captivity for purposes of entertainment. And so, you know, I think you're probably the same way. You go to the zoo and you're like, well, this is fascinating, but it's also kind of sad. And I understand why that hundreds of years ago, zoos were so necessary, because this is your one shot to ever see the thing that exists. But now that we have cameras and TV shows and internet, and I mean, you can see everything just about as good as you need to see it, unless you're going to become a zoologist or a veterinarian or something like that. And so, you know, I have a lot of mixed feelings about that. I grew up on a small farm, and my whole life I've always at least had a pet dog around, but I've never been the person who went out and said, I want to get this dog. You know, like Lauren, she always has had a dog. We have a little chihuahua right now named Boo, and I'm always telling Lauren that one day I'm just going to set Boo free. I'm going to open the door and say, go, you're free, run like the wind, rejoin your pack, you know. And you know what? Boo would probably shoot right out the door, and I'd never see her again. But Lauren says she wouldn't. And, of course, I'm joking, folks, okay? I am joking. I would never do that. In fact, we've got, with these animals that we've domesticated, scientists say that many of them, they've reached the point where they had rather be with us humans than their own kind, especially with dogs. They claim that, you know, obviously dogs came from wolves, and they say that dogs have been so influenced by humans breeding them and you know, using artificial selection, that they've done all these tests and they've concluded that dogs had rather hang out with humans, their human owner, than other dogs. So, you know, we've done that. And, you know, and there was a time when it was really necessary for survival to have a dog for many, many different reasons. And it was a symbiotic relationship. Like, they would eat our scraps, and then they would also protect us, and they'd alert us if an intruder was around, and that kind of thing. But we were watching a documentary the other day about the common house cat. And I think it was a NOVA program on PBS. And so at one point, the narrator said something to the effect, a cat's purring can even heal bone fractures. And then sort of moved right along. During the daytime, a cat likes, and I was like, whoa, what? I was like, did you just hear that, Lauren? Did they say a purring can heal a bone fracture? Now, you have to understand something. I have written a lot about animals, every type of creature you can imagine. One of my books is called Pet Ghosts, Animal Encounters from Beyond the Grave, but it's not just about pets. I dig into microorganisms, from microorganisms to dinosaurs, like the entire spectrum of life and all the weird things that creatures can do. And if I ever had heard that cat purring could heal bones, I forgot that. And Lauren said she didn't know either. And I was like, that's one of those moments when you like to stop the documentary and say, let's get back to this purring healing bones thing and let's dig deeper into that. This should be its own different show. And so, of course, I jumped on the internet and I looked into it. And they say it's true. They say that, and I'm reading this right now, it says, purring takes energy, and cats purr not only when all is well, but also when they are giving birth, hurt, or scared. And that research has shown that exposure to the same frequencies that a cat produces, now we're talking 20 to 50 hertz, induces increased bone density, relieves pain, heals tendons and muscles. And I've heard that there are people, you know, sick people who get cats next to them that are purring, and they say it makes them feel better. And so, again, we're talking about this frequency here of 20 to 50 hertz, and which is also the very low end of what a human, on average, is able to hear. Humans can hear 20 hertz up to 20,000 hertz. So literally, if we're talking about a cat purring is 20 to 50, it's the lowest level. And so I don't know just how much research has really been done on this, but of course the first thing that pops into my mind, being the mad scientist paranormal guy, is like, well, are there machines out there that make this frequency that, you know, artificially for you, that will help you feel better and heal you? And then I was like, oh, I bet you I've already experienced one, because one of my good friends, Dale Allen Hoffman, is an author, a lecturer. If you've never experienced his work, look up Dale Allen Hoffman. And Dale and his wife, Loretta, took me and Lauren to the home of an inventor in Western North Carolina named August Worley. And August Worley experiments with this very thing. I mean, he would be the perfect guy to talk to about this topic. August Worley invented what he calls paradigm, and that's spelled P-Y-R-A-D-Y-M. And I'm looking at the website right now, and it literally says paradigm, sound healing instrument. That's it, right? Sound healing instrument. And in fact, the website is paradigm.com. That's P-Y-R-A-D-Y-M, paradigm.com. Paradigm is really cool looking. It's a pyramid structure that's got all these electronics, and knobs and switches, and it's got cool lights, and it's just, you got to go look at this thing. And we got a little test run of the paradigm, and we're basically, you just lie down and relax, and August Worley turns on this instrument, and it goes through all kinds of frequencies. And at one point, best I recall, I felt like I was out of my body, like I was floating. And I also think at some point I had the sense that there was another being standing to my right. And so I would have my eyes closed most of the time, but I would open my eyes and there'd be nobody there. But I always sensed it. So, yeah, there was some like weird, mystical, metaphysical stuff happening just in my brief exposure to paradigm. And everybody reports that. As a matter of fact, I interviewed August Worley on Speaking of Strange some time ago. And I imagine if you go to speakingofstrange.com and look through the podcast, you'll be able to find that one. You can just do a page search for August Worley and it ought to appear there for you. But yeah, this is exactly the sort of thing that paradigm does. It taps into different kinds of frequencies and introduces them to the human body to create different states of healing and relaxation and spiritual experiences. And so if you've never tried that out, you should do it. If you're lucky enough to live near Western North Carolina, then it ought to be easier for you to get access to a demonstration of this thing. But to me, that's what we're talking about. It's the same thing that, you know, cats purring healing is being duplicated by some of these kinds of instruments. But that said, I've told you now about some of the strange wishes that I had as a kid and how different, you know, right now, I think that my biggest goal is to just keep doing experiments and with stuff like this and share my results with other people who find it helpful and enlightening. And that's actually why that I'm doing this big event this spring in Las Vegas. And again, I'm not ready to give you all the details, but if you're a subscriber to my free e-newsletter, then I've already sent some info out there. And so I hope that you'll do that, because I'm going to be sharing some stuff that I'm going to say is life-changing, and I know that is a very bold statement to make, but fine, I just made it. So also, I have an experiment that you may know about if you follow this podcast that I've been doing while I was in Vegas, and I'm going to be telling you about that very soon as well. As a matter of fact, I have turned my experiment into a really cool little product that you may obtain if you also want to do this for yourself. So those of you who subscribe to my free e-newsletter, you're going to be getting two bits of exciting news from me coming up over the next week or two. One is about this new experiment that I've done, and then two will be the details on the Las Vegas event. That's, again, coming up mid to late May. I think our dates are like 16th, 17th, and 18th. So save the dates. It'll be worth it. All right. If you want to tell me about some of your childhood fantasies and how they have evolved into how you feel as an adult, I'm always curious to read what you're thinking about. And all you have to do is go to joshuapwarren.com. There is no period after the P. Just go to joshuapwarren.com. You'll find all kinds of cool stuff there anyway. You can imagine, if you've never been there, what would be there. But you scroll down to the bottom, you'll find my email address. I read every single email. I can't reply to everyone, but I read every single one. So anyway, my plate is full. 2018 is kicking off in grand style. I am so excited that it's here. And you know what? I've been getting emails from people who have said, I don't know what the details are for this event that you're going to do in Las Vegas in May, but I'm going to be there. I've gotten emails from people all over the country saying that, I don't know what you're doing, but I know what you do is good stuff. I'm going to be there. What a compliment that is. That means a lot to me. So hopefully I'll be seeing you in May as well. All right. Well, this podcast is called Joshua P. Warren Daily. That's because I attempt to give you one every day. It's always free. It's always short. If you go to joshuapwarren.com, you'll find a link there where you can subscribe or you can follow me on Twitter, and I will tweet when new ones are posted. So that said, thank you for listening. Thank you for your interest. Thank you for staying curious, and I will talk to you again soon.